tape one, side one of an Archives of American Art interview with Mrs. Betty Asher, made on June 30th, 1980 at her home at, 380 something?
455
Oakhurst, Beverly Hills. Betty, just tell me a little about when and where you were born and the early days of your early life.
Well, I was born in Chicago in 1914.
Would you give me the specific date?
Oh, May 6th.
May. Not quite a Gemini. Right.
No, I'm Taurus.
What did your family do? What sort of business or profession was your father in?
My father was a pharmacist, and my mother assisted him in the drugstore, and we, for the most part of my life, as I was growing up, we lived behind the drugstore, so that I was in constant touch with the drugstore business.
Working there as well?
I did help out during meals, particularly, so my father could sit down and have a meal without interruption. They used to tease me and say that the only thing I could sell was a 60-cent bottle of Rem cough medicine. But
where did you go to school?
I went to school in Chicago, and I went to Normal College for a year, and then I went to into nurses training.
Is that Normal? Was that the school at Normal, Illinois?
No, it was a school in Chicago. It was Normal Chicago. I think it was called Illinois or Chicago Normal College.
For teacher training?
Right.
But you didn't.
I didn't like it at all. I really wanted to be a nursery school teacher. And nursery schools were just beginning to come into being at that time. And I could neither sing nor play the piano, and they told me that if I could do one or the other, I could get by, but I couldn't, so I had to go in the grammar school education program, and I didn't like it at all.
So where did you take your nurse's training?
At Michael Reese Hospital in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
And you came out of that as an RN.
Right. I graduated, and I did private duty nursing for about 4 years.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any active art interest at all in your family at that time?
No. The only thing that happened as I was growing up was that we made frequent visits to the Art Institute, but mainly for travel lectures or to look at the Impressionist paintings. I was not aware of any contemporary art as I was growing up.
Was that... you would make these visits with your family?
Yes, mainly with aunts of mine that lived on the other side of the city.
Was there a large group of what was your unmarried name?
Michael. Betty Michael.
And so there were a lot of Michaels in a lot of the family in Chicago?
Right. And my mother's had a large family also. And I frequently visited because we were the poor relatives, and so during summer vacations, I was sent for 2 or 3 weeks at a time to visit the other members of the family on the other side of the city.
In Chicago, I'm going to close this door because I think it sounds like the guy is drilling.
It sounds as though the man has arrived to do that job. Do you want me to close this?
Sure. So you liked looking at the pictures, but there was nothing special. Do you have other brothers and sisters?
I have an older brother.
There were just two of you in the family.
Right.
And he has the no art involvement.
None whatsoever.
What happened after there? You graduated from Michael Reese and working in private duty nursing. How did you make the transition from Chicago to the West Coast?
Well, I decided to marry Leonard Asher, and both his father and my mother lived here in Los Angeles.